woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Yes, we're going to have a good day here on Tiara Tuesdays. Welcome back to Tiara Tuesdays. It is your host and your favorite scholar, Tiara. And I'm so excited to welcome you guys back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. I want to first start off by apologizing for my absence last week. Your girl definitely was sick the week prior, and I barely got that last episode out to you guys, but my body just could not record last week. I did not have COVID, for all you COVID believers. Yes, the cold and flu still exist. I'm living proof. I went to the ER, and I got my first COVID test, and I just can't even believe that they do that to humans. For all you guys who have already gotten COVID tests, it's terrible. Oh, hopefully my first and last. Anyways, I did not have COVID. Like I said, I had the cold or the flu, the doctor indicated. And I am feeling much better. You guys can still hear a little bit of the congestion in my voice. So I will apologize for my horrid cough that I am currently shaking. I'm affirming that I am shaking this cough. I do want to thank all the people who reached out to me on Instagram, all my friends who continuously checked on me, who dropped by to check on me. I really appreciate that. You guys are affirming people, and I love you, and I appreciate your support through that sickness, but I am much better now. Okay, so we're going to get back into it today. Disclaimer, I will offend some people. Not I might, I will offend some people. So, if you do not have a brave soul, you might want to just tune in next week and click out now, because today on Tiara Tuesdays, I want to discuss getting a COVID vaccine from a student perspective. I'm not really here to give you a bunch of statistics, though I do have quite a few. However, I do want to share my perspective on it because it has recently come to my attention that more than 500 colleges and universities across the United States are forcing students to become vaccinated or get disenrolled. Now, as a recent college graduate and a non-COVID-19 believer, this is very alarming to me because I feel like we shouldn't force people to choose between their education and their health. This situation hits really close to home because my sister is in her last semester getting her first degree in biology science, and it has been very hard. So she is literally weeks before graduation, and she's being mandated to get this vaccine, which we are completely against. We do not believe in the COVID-19. We definitely do not believe in injecting ourselves. That has less than a year worth of research, which we will get into, excuse me, a little bit later. But first, let's discuss some changes here on TR Tuesdays before I get into all of that. Okay, so typically I go through the comments and the feedback from the previous episode. However, I have recently decided that I am worth a donation. So because I have yet to receive donations and I am mid-season two here, I've decided that to get your comments and your feedback heard here on Tiara Tuesdays, I'd like you to donate at anchor.fm/TR92. Now listen, people, you can donate as little as 99 cents to your girl. Just show me your support physically. Like I said, all you have to do is go to anchor.fm/TR92. That's anchor.fm/TIARA92 and hit the support icon, and you can literally donate as little as a dollar. to get your comments and feedback heard. Now, don't stop giving me your feedbacks and comments. I love to hear your thoughts on my episode. It really makes my day, actually, to get such comments and feedback. However, to become a priority and to receive these donations, I feel like I have to make some changes here on TR Tuesdays. So that is one of them. I've also decided to add two new sections in place of the comments and feedback section until I receive some, because I said this the week before last that I'd like to start receiving donations, and I didn't even do last week, and I was clearly missed, and I still haven't received any donations. So I'm going to replace that with two new sections until I start receiving the support that I so greatly deserve here on TR Tuesdays. I was listening to the radio here in Vegas, and it came to my attention that one of the popular stations performs a daily hate, in which audience members call in and they express hateful feelings. I found this to be extremely negative. It was entertaining, but it was negative. So I want to introduce weekly love here on TR Tuesdays. Just like with the comments and feedback, I'd like you to message me on Instagram at TRL Christopher, or a comment on Apple Podcasts and tell me who or what you are loving on this week. It could be your day, your life, your career. Of course, I want you to donate at anchor.fm/TR92 so that I can share your weekly love with the audience to increase positivity. This week, I'm loving on my dog, Raja, and I really refer to him as my son. I mean, he's my first dog. Yes, 28, my first dog. My mom didn't allow us to have pets that weren't in cages. And cages, that's really a loose term. I really was only allowed to have fish, and I had an African dwarf as well. But this week, I'm loving on my dog. I was experiencing some lightning crotch or some abdominal discomfort. I'm not really sure, the baby's growing so rapidly. Who really knows? But I ended up being stuck at the bottom of my stairs, and I was home alone, and I just could not make it to the top of the stairs. So my crybaby self sat at the bottom, and I cried. And my son, he came and licked my face, and he sat down there with me until I had the energy to climb and reach the top of the stairs. So I love you so much, Raja. Now it's your turn. Go ahead and message me on Instagram and tell me who you are loving on. Don't forget to donate. Another section I'd like to incorporate here on TR Tuesdays are my weekly messages. It's like when you go to church and the pastor tells you the word. For me, this is my favorite part of church because I always feel like the word is aligned with what I'm going through or with what I need to hear. So towards the end of this show, I'm going to introduce my weekly messages right before I do my positive affirmations. Okay, I'm going to take a break here on TR Tuesdays, and I will be right back. Okay, that was the wonderful Miles Davis, Blue in the Green. I just really wanted you to listen to that beautiful jazz music. I love it. It warms my soul. Today in Black History, that is September 28, 1991, jazz influencer and creator of the cool era, Miles Davis, dies from complications related to a stroke. He was only 65 years old. An interesting fact a lot of people didn't know about Miles Davis was that he was formerly married to Cicely Tyson. Cicely Tyson, unfortunately, she just died last year at 98 years old. So she thought there was really no records of birth certificates during the time that she was born. If you guys recall, last season I did a segment on Cicely Tyson right after her unfortunate passing. If you haven't yet, I highly encourage you to go back to season one and download that episode, Cicely Tyson, the mother of black film. Okay, before I segue here into today's topic, I would like to play with you this video that came to my attention from a audience listener. And it is actually about doctors and what they say about the vaccine. Now, if you listen closely, and I'm going to summarize it to you after, the doctor and virologist Robert Malone, who is actually speaking about this vaccine, he's highly accredited. I looked him up to affirm his credibility. He graduated from Oxford, which is not an easy school to get into. So we're going to get into this video about what real doctors say about getting vaccinated.
What did this doctor say about the vaccine?
My name's Dr. Sean Brooks, PhD, Oxford. I have 48 publications, including 23 books. I've studied health, medicine, anatomy, and physiology for approximately 21 years. Dr. Robert Malone, who created the messenger RNA vaccine, has said no one should ever take these jabs, ever, under any circumstance whatsoever. He created it. And he says, don't ever do it. So let me explain what's going to happen to the people who have taken it. Excuse me. The people who have taken it are going to die in the next 6 months to 3 to 5 years. For three reasons. Number one, you've dramatically decreased your own immune system by 35%. The first jab did it by at least 15. The second did it by 35. Now, if you take a flu shot in the future, you will die. The second reason, antibody-dependent enhancement is what is happening with these jabs with everybody who has taken them. Unless, of course, you've taken a placebo, but there's no way that you would know that. So given that fact, antibody-dependent enhancement tricks the entire body into believing that the cell that's eating the pathogen is eating it when it isn't. It ends up leading to what's called a cytokine storm, which causes organ failure. That will cause no stopping that. No amount of drugs will stop that. The third thing, blood clotting. Everyone who has taken the jabs is blood clotting. If you don't believe me, there's a way you can find out. Take what's called a D-dimer test. What that does is that detects blood clotting at the microscopic level. They're cutting full blood clots out of people right now. As I'm talking to you, millions have done jabs potentially in the future, along with wearing masks. And I heard parents say the same thing. So to the parents who are actually considering jabbing their own children, you're going to sterilize them permanently. People who have taken the jabs are sterilized. 80% of women who have been jabbed have lost their children in the first trimester. You can't have kids. You've also injected yourself with the equivalent of HIV. You can now no longer breastfeed, donate blood, donate organs, donate blood plasma, nor bone marrow. If you don't believe me, try to donate blood and blood plasma and find out what happens. You will be denied. Unless, of course, you live in California, in which case they're allowing people to donate toxic blood with spike proteins in it. The jabs create spike proteins.
Yes, that is very alarming news. I'm going to summarize the main points of that video, because I realized how alarming that was, and some of the points may have went over your head. Again, doctor and virologist Robert Malone was the speaker you heard in that video that I just played for you if you'd like to look him up for yourself. That's Dr. and virologist Robert Malone. Now, first of all, the most alarming thing, well, it was really all alarming, but the start was that people that have gotten vaccinated will die within 6 months to 5 years after being injected. Now, oh my God, that's so troubling because I know so many people who have gotten vaccinated with this. And a lot of people have gotten vaccinated with this for career reasons, like they have been mandated. For example, my psychologist and therapist that I see was mandated to get vaccinated. So that just really scares me because I love her so much. We have such a great bond. And to think like she could die in 6 months to 5 years after being injected. And honestly, I find this to be true. If you guys do remember last season, I talked about Frank Aaron, the late African-American baseball player who got injected with the vaccine to show African-Americans that it was safe. He did a video saying, I'm going to get vaccinated. I want to show my people that this is safe and that they should get it. 2 weeks later, he died mysteriously. Now, some people will say, oh, well, he was in his mid-70s. This man was perfectly healthy, in shape. They can't find any real reasons why. I mean, who knows? By now, Google may have put up some lie on why. But when I did this podcast, it was very suspicious circumstances surrounding his death. So I think that that was related to the vaccine. Going back to this video I played, there was three main points that I took from the video. Number one, that getting the vaccine lowers your immune system by 35%. We all know that we need our immune system to fight off antibodies like this quote-unquote virus, the flu, which really exists. The flu, which when it really came out, people were wearing hazmat suits because it was really dangerous and contagious. And you can just go back to my episode that I did on the Spanish influenza in the early 1900s. Number two, this video says that it causes blood clotting. Number three, you can be sterile, or not you can be, you will be sterile, which means that you can't have kids. And they even encourage you to go try to donate blood to see. So I find this to be very true. Being 7 months pregnant, starting my pregnancy in Seattle, I was told, not that I would get this shot, but I was told that I cannot get any vaccine because I am pregnant. And there are there's not enough research, there's not enough facts to say that the vaccine will not harm me or my baby or will cause me to have a miscarriage or will cause me to have a stillborn baby. The doctors do not want to be liable if something happens to a pregnant woman or her unborn fetus. Now, if it's not safe to inject a pregnant woman with this because there's not enough research, how can you inject yourself with this? Come on, people. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to take a quick break because this is just the beginning of TR Tuesdays this week, and we're going to really get into this. I'm appalled.
Why don't you tell me?
That was Al Green. What's it all about? What's this vaccine all about? I'm going to tell you my perspective on it right here on TR Tuesdays. You are back listening to your girl Tiara as she expresses her disdain for these vaccine mandates. So today I'm discussing this because, as I stated earlier, this hits home for me. My sister is being forced to get vaccinated or to drop out of school just 2 months shy of her first degree in biology. I would have the same decision because let me just tell you that COVID started for me or impacted my schooling and my last semester getting my second degree. So to think if they would have said, oh, we have to get vaccinated to get our degree, your girl would have been dropping out too, because I am not injecting myself with something that I do not believe for the purpose of education. That is crazy. What are we really teaching? What are we really teaching society here? I mean, come on, it's conflicting. There has not been sufficient proof that the vaccinations are even preventing people from contracting this so-called COVID-19 disease. There's actually been several studies that disputes its validity as a disease. Did you guys know that 10 years ago, Pfizer was sued for $2.3 billion for bribing doctors and suppressing test results, reports USA Today. Pfizer, the same corporation that is administering its own vaccine. Y'all need to do your research, because you just hop on America's bandwagon. The government will feed us anything to benefit. You need to wake up and smell the shit, because it stinks. As my weekly listeners know, I do not believe in COVID or becoming vaccinated. I have adapted a mindset similar to the one Procter & Gamble held during the Great Depression. If you don't know who Procter & Gamble is, Google them. It's at our fingertips. But during the Great Depression, Procter & Gamble, along with another few corporations, decided to take on a new way of thinking. They acted like the Great Depression did not exist for them. They told the employees, we're not going to speak about the Great Depression. Power of the tongue. Don't go home to your wife and talk about the Great Depression. The Great Depression doesn't exist for us. Instead, we're going to expand in this time of adversity. We're going to spend more money on advertisements. We're going to hire more employees. We're going to reaffirm positive thinking. This depression did not affect Procter & Gamble, expanded significantly during this time, taking on this mindset. COVID-19 has not existed for me this whole time. The only reason why it's existed is because we have to wear these damn masks or you can't get service. And I half-ass wear the mask at that. But other than that, I completely ignore it. I think it's just such a joke, because I think that people just have the cold or flu. And don't get me wrong, the virus itself, I mean, it's probably a real virus, but it's not as real as the political realm and society is trying to make it out to be. Because if it was, we would be acting as we did with the Spanish influenza. We'd be wearing hazmat suits. They wouldn't be allowing people to fly in and out. My partner was just in the union, working with hundreds of people coming in and out. He had various employees who, quote unquote, contracted COVID-19, but their spouses did not contract the disease. Spouses that they live in the same house with. I mean, come on now. I feel like this is similar to Nazi Germany, as I stated in my COVID-19 perspective. It's like they want us to all hop on the bus and take the shot. Follow the bandwagon. I am so skeptical of these advertisements to take the shot, of the big push to take the shots, because I'm trying to figure out what's really in these vaccines that the world wants everybody to get it. Like, there are going to be on some list, like, okay, these are the compliant people. Like, you know, these are the people we know they're going to do anything we tell them to do. No, you have to be pregnant or start your own business to get out of this, or already be educated, or be willing to sacrifice your education or your career to not get this, to uphold your values. And that really stinks. Let me just tell you, I could not have started my business, problem solved, in a better time. Anyways, don't believe me. Do some research for yourself. And please, Let me know what you think of today's discussion and my thoughts. Even if they differ from yours, I'm curious. I want to hear from you. Whew, that was a lot, I know. So we're going to take a break, and I will be right back with the recap of Tiara Tuesdays. Yes, any day. Tiara Tuesdays is going global. I'm going to be doing motivational speeches in Dubai and Santorini, Greece. I can't wait to go there. I'm going back to Canada. Just wait. I'm so excited. Okay, so we are back with Tiara Tuesdays, and I'm going to do a recap for you here on Tiara Tuesdays. Actually, I have to take another quick break, so I will be right back with Tiara Tuesdays. Excuse me.
Yeah. Free, when you coming home? You know I'm nasty. Look, I can be your secret, be your slut. We be fucking, then I never stay in touch. I like us the way we is, it ain't no rush. Fuck with me tough, but we still keep it on the hush. I met him in the club. He asked me why I from, I threw it up. Babe, I been single, I can't settle for no scrub. Really, I been on my shit, these niggas just ain't keeping up.
Okay, that was Ken the Man, both songs. The first song was called Every Foe, and the second song was called Secret. Sorry, not sorry, your girl is a business owner, and I'm about my money, and that comes first. Okay, so let's do a recap here on Tiara Tuesdays. So today, I discussed some new additions to Tiara Tuesdays. I'll be adding weekly love. I want you to tell me who or what you're loving on. Don't forget to donate. I'll also be adding some weekly messages, kind of like the word the pastor would give at the churches. Next, I discussed my disdain for schools forcing people to get vaccinated. I'm very curious what you think about that. Are you going to drop out of school, or are you going to get vaccinated with a disease that has not even been well researched? There's less than a year worth of research on this. You're going to really get something like that injected into you? I don't know. Tell me. I'm curious. Anyways, it is time to end the show with my I am affirmations. But of course, I have to tell you where to go to find me and to support your girl. So, as you all should know, find me on Instagram. If you're not friends with me on Instagram, then you probably didn't know last week's show was going to be canceled, and I'm really sorry for that. But you're slipping, so go ahead and befriend me, Tiara L. Christopher on Instagram. Or find me on Facebook at Tiara Blair. And while you're at it, don't forget that Problem Solved is on Yelp. If you're looking for an electrician, please feel free to book your girl through Facebook, through Instagram, through Yelp. Just type in Problem Solved, location Las Vegas, And on Yelp, you can see the many different services that I offer as I employ different electricians to get these jobs done. It is not a problem. Don't forget that I do not own the rights to any music used today. I do not own the rights to any of the videos that I used today. But thank you. If you're not following me on Spotify or Anchor, then you're tripping. You can also find me anywhere you get your podcast, Breaker, Overcast, Apple. I'm everywhere. Always strive to be on the top because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. Les Brown. This week's weekly message or word of the day is that you can run faster with 100 people following you than one person holding you down like an anchor around your neck. Keep going. Who cares what society is doing? Who cares what everybody else thinks of your views? Keep doing you. Keep striving. Today's affirmations are specific to awareness. I'd like you to repeat these affirmations before you go to sleep and when you wake up. Affirmations change your life. Affirm what is yours in the universe and watch how quickly your life changes. Let's begin. I am standing up for myself. I am taking action. I am doing what's best for me and my body. I am healthy. I have a positive mindset. I am a genius. I am aware. I love myself. I love my body. I respect my body. I am supported. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am taking the time to center myself. I am gaining peace of mind. I thank myself for taking this time to focus on an abundant mindset.